Hi, this is Dawn Sharina. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, if any of you are like me, you are on total avoidance right now of people, situations, and anything that can possibly rile you up. excuse me, I haven't gotten much sleep. I've been like, my head's been racing, and I've actually been doing a lot of podcast stuff, and losing track of time at night. But I was going to do a podcast today anyway because I wanted to talk about like the isolation thing and how it is that we can deal with that. And I just had a incredible Facebook discussion with somebody that I thought was my friend for years. And I really need to kind of talk about this and get it out there because I am sure I'm not the only one that's experienced this. And I just want to put it out there to the public. And for all the people that do not have a mental health diagnosis, listen carefully to this show. And hopefully you're going to learn something. Hopefully. I tried to educate my quote-unquote friend. However, you know, trying to be snarky and pithy about, you know, mental health and that it needs to be treated differently from any other health disorder. Man, I am like livid right now. So, let's just start from the beginning. So I put up a meme, you know, little harmless meme of, you know, when a regular person gets out of the hospital, you've probably seen this. You've all probably seen this one. You know, when a regular person gets out of the hospital, they get, you know, flowers, balloons, cards, you know, people around, you know, casseroles, the whole nine yards. When we get out of the hospital, we get what? Silence, right? We do not come home to the clean house. We do not come home to the laundry done. We do not come home to food. We do not come home to anything, basically. We come home alone, and that's how it is. I mean, I've been hospitalized. Well, okay, when I was first diagnosed, I was hospitalized, and I was actually living with a long-term boyfriend, and I came home to cleaning up my own suicide scene, you know, because that was like my punishment for, you know, for disgracing him by, you know, trying to kill myself because things are just so horrible that I had to go home and clean up my own suicide scene. Tell me that's not a trigger. So that's just as good, right? Probably, you know, it would have been, whatever. I didn't want to get into it because I'm close to unfriending him on Facebook right now too, for a bunch of other reasons, not having to do with mental health, but just as damaging and just as divisive. So anyway, so you've probably all seen that meme, you know, or something similar to it, where it's like, you know, comparing, you know, a regular hospital visit with a mental health hospital visit, hospital, right? Still hospital, still sick, still going in because there's something wrong with you, and coming out, on the mend, right? So I put it up there because, you know, I am an advocate for this kind of thing and I am attempting so hard to break stigma and just make people aware of the fact that we are treated differently, that there is a difference and that it's wrong. So this person I've known for nine years, puts up, you know, decides that she wants to argue with this point of truth and basically says, well, you know, it's not the same because, you know, somebody with a long-term chemical disorder and life-threatening, she didn't call it a disease, ailment, is really hard to relate to. And therefore, we send prayers and love. Oh my gosh, right? Prayers and love gonna do me so much good when I'm sitting at home after coming out of the hospital, you know, for, I don't know, a couple weeks with, of course, nobody contacts you when you're in the hospital because God forbid, you know, somebody call you and check on you and like, and let you know that you're like still, you know, viable in the community. Like that happens, right? That doesn't happen to me. Not this time around anyway. Last time I was in, Scott called me once to make sure that I was in the hospital. probably so that he could, like, you know, lie about everything that he was going to be doing for me that was a lie, because he was with that woman for 9 years solid. Remember, let's go back a couple of shows there and you can catch up on the Scott bullshit. Anyway, so she really pissed me off because the church that I was attempting to go back to after everything went down, you know, the dog dying and me being abducted and kidnapped and Brisk committing suicide, and then me going back to the church and asking them for help, and then them putting me on church discipline and punishing me for being honest with them, were key in having me put inpatient this time around. And it was kind of funny because I was already in contact with crisis, knowing that I probably needed some help and had already started to facilitate my own going into the hospital or at least into crisis or, you know, someplace to get stabilized because I was losing it over Bruce's suicide. So they pushed it and, you know, and got stuff sped up and broke some rules and stuff. And I'm really thinking they did it because, you know, I'm a stain on that church, right? Because I'm not perfect and I sin and, you know, I'm a human being and I make foolish mistakes sometimes. And sometimes I make choices that I know are foolish and still fully go ahead and make them because I want to. Oh my God. Terrible, right? And so when I went in this time, they told me specifically that they would call and check up on me, that they would visit, and that they would follow up when I got out. None of which happened. None. Not one bit of it. I didn't get a phone call, didn't get a card, didn't get nothing. They dumped me in the hospital, they got rid of their problem, and wiped their hands clean of the situation, and never followed up with me. So her intimating that prayers and love are as good as somebody giving you a ride home, how about that? Greeting you at the door when you come home, calling or texting you to make sure that you've made it home and that you're okay your first night home out of the hospital, asking if you need anything, or just in general treating you like a human being that has just come out of the hospital after an illness and is a little bit displaced in your own home because you haven't been there for a minute and, you know, you just want a little bit of human contact. Right. So her pithy little thing, you know, about, you know, is it debilitating, blah, 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 blah. So I answer back with, I've never had cancer, a stroke, or diabetes, all of which are debilitating, yet I would never shade a friend who had these and was coming out of the hospital. I would never turn my back on a friend because they had an illness that I didn't understand or didn't have or, you know, hadn't experienced firsthand, you know, because they're my friend, right? And that's, and I would be there for them. And then she, and so I told, I thanked her for perpetuating the stigma that I am fighting so hard to change, you know, and I was really trying to be kind to her because she has been a quote unquote friend for 9 years. But now I'm really starting to wonder what she thinks about me when she's not looking me in my eyes. So I went a little deeper than that. And, you know, I basically said, you know, you are the reason why I have my podcast and why I'm fighting this stigma so hard. And she comes back with, well, something along the lines the honesty of professing the stigma isn't wrong. What? It's not? Well, how could that possibly be that you are, you know, you're basically taking a whole section of society and invalidating them? right? I actually looked up what stigma means. Stigma, a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, or person. A mark of disgrace. And she thinks it's okay to perpetuate the stigma of mental health diagnosis, and that it is diabolically separate from any other health diagnosis that you can have. What? So I kindly wrote back to her and then restricted her, and I didn't block her, but I did restrict her, and I took a break from her, and I wrote back to her that said, "A time not so long ago, the second wife of a widower was stigmatized." And I just left it at that. Now, I am sure that she is shaking her little head. And I also told her that, you know, when she said that thing about professing the honesty of the stigma, and she says, you don't have a problem with honesty, do you? And I'm like, I have a problem with ignorance, of which I do, because she, first of all, it wasn't really something to be commented on. I mean, it was just a meme, and you know, it's my impression of what happened when I came out of the hospital this time. And that's exactly what I said. Right above the meme, I said, when I came out of the hospital this time. And she somehow made it to be the whole mental health thing, not just coming out of the hospital, but like, you know, like I play victim and I use my diagnosis as a crutch, which I don't do at all. In fact, I'm the first one to tell you when I'm like dicking around with my diagnosis and using it, you know, as a way to get over something or something. And I really rarely ever do that. I don't like doing that. It's dishonest, and it just doesn't help our cause at all. So I'm still shaking as I'm recording this for you all, because I am so livid. I'm livid. First of all, I thought she was a much more intelligent woman than this. And, you know, some of the other stuff that she's written on my page and stuff, it's made me wonder, and I've just given her a pass because it's like, you know, she's, let's just pull another stink out. Oh my God. She's just so Christian. She's lived this sheltered life and she has no idea what it's like to be me, which is true. It's so true. She has no idea what it's like to be me. And I have no idea what it's like to be her, a pampered second wife. See, is that a stigma? Is that judgmental? Is that prejudice? It is, right? See? And of course she won't never listen to the podcast because she can't figure out how to play it on anything, even though now it's on Amazon. Woo-woo! So, I mean, how hard is it to go to Alexa, you know, play Dancing with Bipolar, and there we go. But, you know, I'll let her, now that I realize that maybe she is ignorant and doesn't want to learn, I might unfriend her. I don't know. I've been unfriending a lot of people lately because I've just had it with the divisiveness and how much people are not willing to even listen to the other side. And both sides might be wrong. I mean, like, honest to God, what are we judging anything on nowadays? I mean, it could all be false news. There's no way to fact check anything because they've changed everything in history. So anything can be made to be the truth for anybody at this point in time. So, you know, it's super hard to prove anything. Everybody's got opinions. Proving your opinion, you know, that's just, I mean, I guess you can prove your opinion, but then that just makes you like a total jackass because you're just, well, kind of like, I guess I'm kind of being a jackass right now, right? Because I'm trying to, actually, it's not an opinion. The fact is, people with mental health diagnoses are treated like shit. We are minimalized, we are majoritized, and we are lumped into this this subjective group of which people have the most outrageous opinions of that are 99.9999% incorrect, and yet, because the majority of people believe it, then it must be true. Well, I'm here to tell you all, boy, oh boy, is the fire lit in my ass today to get back on my high horse and start to fight to break this stigma again. I am floored. I am absolutely floored. I really am. And I don't know why I should be, because obviously she's not the only person that thinks this, you know? And to just be so like pithy about it, and just like so like la la la, this is how it is, and so like matter of fact about the fact that this is how she thinks it is, so therefore it must be true. Oh my God, I'm speechless. I really am. I just don't even know. It makes me just wonder, like, you know, all these people that, like, are up front to my face, all these church, okay, I love God, I'm not going to say anything bad about God, okay? I'm going to say something about the institution of church. Okay, so a bunch of like-minded people who are all in the same mindset and are all following the same doctrine and dogma. Am I wrong to think that she is not the only one in that church that sent me inpatient that feels the same way? Do I hear a resounding? Right. I am probably correct on that. And, yeah, so I guess that's my piece on stigma. There's more to be said about that, and you know, any of y'all have an opinion on it, you know where to hit me up: dancingwithbipolar.com, dancingwithbipolar on Facebook, until I get like sent to Facebook jail, which is probably going to happen in the near future because they're on me like white on rice right now. Oh, that's probably like, you know, race. I probably shouldn't. That's probably racist to say white on race now, right? So, but yeah. So, I mean, I'm on Instagram, Dancing with Bipolar, and I'm also on Twitter. And of course, you know, you can hit me up through the dancingwithbipolar.com. There's many ways there to hit me up. My phone number's on there, and there's message boards, and there's all kinds of ways. I'm just curious if any of you have had this kind of like in your face, like, holy shit, what moment with somebody that you thought had more intelligence than they obviously do? I'm just stunned. I'm on Amazon now. You can find me on Amazon Music. Look for me there. You guys are already listening to me on whatever platform it is, but you know, if Amazon is an easier way for you to listen to it, I'm on there. You know, all the regulars: Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, you know, all the usual suspects. I'm there. They're almost at 24,000. I'm not gonna hit the goal of 25 by the end of the year, but that's okay. You guys are amazing. I charted in Hong Kong, which is like, wow, I wish I knew how to say hi in, well, see, now I'm going to sound stupid, right? In your language, Hong Kongese, I don't know what you guys speak, but thank you. Russia again, Brazil, you guys are amazing, and I really hope that I'm helping you guys to just realize that you're not alone, and realize that there are people out there fighting to change this stupid bullshit depiction of who we are, because I gotta tell you, man, I'm astounded. I really am. I'm totally astounded, and I'm actually afraid to go back to my Facebook page right now to see what other kind of Pollyannish, like, stupid remarks she's gonna put on here, because I will block her. I don't have a problem with it right now. I I really don't need friends like that, because she is not on our side. She is not on my side, and she is definitely not on the side of change. And people like that, I don't need them, man. They do not add any value to my life. And they actually, she actually got me to do this podcast about stigma, which has been floating around in my head for a minute. However, I just didn't know that I was going to be so heated when I finally did it. And this is not the last you're going to hear about it, because my mind is still just like running like 1,000 miles an hour right now, because I am just so flabbergasted at what she said and how ignorant. I was going to go with ignorant, because it's not stupid. Stupid means like that you know it and you just continue to like act like you don't know it. Ignorant means you just have never learned. However, trying to educate people like that when they just keep on going back to their own opinion and their own like their own belief system, which is incorrect, it's like banging my head against a brick wall, you know? And I and what good does that do? It doesn't do any good at all. So unless, of course, you're trying to get a brick back in the wall, which, you know, I do not suggest anybody do that, okay? I'm being funny now and sarcastic and all that because I'm about ready to lose my, shit right now. And, wow. Okay, so, yeah, holiday stuff. Keep it together, everybody. It's almost over. This year with COVID, I'm imagining, I don't have family and I don't have anywhere I'm expected to go this year, so I don't have that pressure, but I'm thinking it has to probably be a little less pressure this year due to COVID and social distancing and everything, even though we now remarkably have a vaccine. We'll talk about that next time. So everybody, keep it together. Honestly, you got places to get a hold of me if you need to. Just know that I am going to fight to the end now to change this opinion and view of what it is to have a mental health diagnosis. I am on fire right now, and wow. So this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and let's all stay alive, okay? Later. Hi, this is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.